Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, we've been talking before we came on about the Russian connection and the Trump administration, specifically Michael Flynn.
Well, look, we know that the Trump administration is riddled with people who had close ties with the Russians. What we don't know is who did what. And if there is to be any kind of charges that ever get brought against Trump, it's going to be over the Russian connection. From the very beginning, Trump talked about his admiration for Putin, and yet the people who are working for Trump, the generals, have made it quite clear that the Russians aren't our friends. But now Trump is back to being a friend of the Russians and to making that quite clear. There will be those people who think, oh, okay, that's a good thing. The other question is, what are the involvements of Trump and his business with the Russians, and is there any kind of connection there? And there are those people who think that the refusal to release the tax returns may have something to do with that. I do know one thing about Flynn, however. He's the perfect scapegoat. Look, he probably broke the law. That's the allegation. He probably misled people. He probably didn't disclose when he should have disclosed. But Flynn is only one guy. The Obama people fired him. The Trump people fired him. Nevertheless, what about all the other people within the Trump circle who also had these kinds of relationships? What about loans that may have been given to Trump? I keep saying may because we don't know. But these allegations have surfaced here and there. So Flynn becomes very convenient as a scapegoat for everybody else who may have had something to do with Putin, with the Russians, with the oligarchs. And that's why Trump's continuance to come back to his admiration for Putin becomes very, very important. And we'll be looking to see if the so-called investigations go anywhere. That's why we can count on James Comey, the head of the FBI, or can we? Because certainly there is a potential here for some real skullduggery, but we just don't know yet.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke to CNN's Christine Amanpour yesterday in an interview with some of her most candid comments yet, denouncing President Trump, saying she's part of the resistance, and complaining about even President Trump's tweeting. Of course, President Trump took to Twitter, blasting Hillary Clinton's comments. Of course, she also blamed misogyny, the FBI, Russia, and herself for the 2016 election loss. Your reflection this morning on Hillary Clinton's comments?
Well, you know, they sounded right to me. All of those things are part of what led to her not being elected. As you know, the Comey thing, and I just made reference to Comey, is still unexplainable to me. I don't get it. You're doing investigations, serious investigations, and you come out and you say something like that. And Hillary says it cost her an election. I think probably true. It may have cost her an election. What's interesting to me about this one, David, is that there have been persistent rumors that Hillary might want to run again. And while people may be groaning when they hear that, I do think it's an important thing to remember that she may harbor those aspirations. But if she does, there will be people in the Democratic Party who are going to say, oh, no, not again. She's not a good candidate. Look, if she had said some of the things when she was running that she said yesterday and sort of disclosed and opened up and said, you know, here's what I did wrong, here's what happened, she might have won. But she didn't, and one can only feel that if she runs a second time, first of all, she'll be a good deal older, and secondly, there is a real question as to whether she would be any different than she was the last time.
Healthcare, Alan. Jimmy Kimmel gave an emotional monologue on his late-night show. His son has a congenital heart disease and is okay, had surgery to help repair it, but made the comment that if a baby is going to die, and it doesn't have to, it shouldn't matter how much money you make. I think that's something that, whether you're Republican or a Democrat or something else, we all agree on that, right? And of course, now we're seeing another key Republican against a repeal to Obamacare.
That's right. They keep saying that they have the votes. The reason they do that is because they want to get people to go along with it psychologically. Clearly, they don't, and the minute they do, you'll see a vote. Now, one thing that you got to remember here is that this was so important by Kimmel that the former president of the United States came out and told him that he was with him on this thing. That's amazing because, as you know, Barack Obama has had a self-imposed quietude about how he was going to act as Trump took over. And for him to openly praise Kimmel is very reflective of how important Obama sees all of this. It's just incredible. They own the three branches of government, probably the four branches of government, and they can't make this thing happen. So it looks to me like they are really stymied, although they will certainly continue until the end.